Solving Your Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Dr. Stuart Yeager. I'm a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting a person's health.
And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time.
For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com. We're going to start our discussion today by talking about fatigue and why we look at the whole health puzzle. Now, many people suffer from chronic fatigue. They are tired. They have no energy. Did you know that 20% of Americans claim to have fatigue intense enough to interfere with having a normal life? Now, 80% of women who suffer from adrenal fatigue sometime in their life. Now, 50% of adults who seek medical care complain of feeling tired all the time. 800,000 adults in the United States have been seen by healthcare providers with the symptoms of chronic fatigue syndrome. There are many causes to chronic fatigue, and we're going to talk about some of these on our show today.
To get by, some of these people are drinking coffee in the morning to get started, and energy drinks or cola drinks to keep them going during the day. Coffee and energy drinks are loaded with caffeine, which is a drug that is a nervous system stimulant.
What caffeine does is it blocks a neurotransmitter called adenosine that has a calming effect on the body. The result comes from the blocking of the neurotransmitter adenosine is the release of adrenaline, the fight or flight hormone that is made in the adrenal gland. Now, when this occurs, your heart rate increases, pupils dilate, and the muscles tighten up. Glucose is released into the bloodstream for more energy, so your body is all ready for that emergency situation that never comes. Caffeine also increases dopamine release, which is the pleasure part of the brain. This is the caffeine buzz that people experience. Now, people that are drinking these caffeinated drinks are leading themselves down a path of trouble. You see, caffeine also produces restlessness, headaches, irritability, increases heart rate, and blood pressure. Do you think it's healthy to have your body in a state of hormonal emergency all day, every day?
That's like driving your car with your foot always on the gas pedal. The adrenal gland eventually gets tired and is not able to produce the adrenal hormones, like cortisol and DHEA, as needed. Caffeine also is a diuretic, which leads to dehydration. One of the long-term problems with caffeine is the effect it has on sleep. The half-life of caffeine is 6 hours. So taking anything with caffeine at 4 p.m., you still have 50% of it left circulating in your body at 10 p.m., and 25% is still working in your body at 4 a.m. This will prevent the deep sleep that is needed. The more a person takes caffeine, the more is needed to be taken to get the desired benefits, and the more the adrenal gland is put in overdrive. Caffeine is not a cure for the fatigue. It's used as a pick-me-up to get you through the day. But then, more often than not, those people crash and are more tired again when the caffeine wears off. So caffeine is hard on the adrenal gland. It overworks it.
So we're going to be talking about some of the reasons for fatigue and low energy.
Fatigue is a very general symptom and can have many causes. They range from anemia, adrenal fatigue, low thyroid function, not exercising, poor sleep, chronic infections, allergies, hormone imbalances, malnutrition, poor digestion, gluten intolerance are just a few causes. It's interesting to talk with some of our patients who have been to the medical doctor in hopes to resolve the cause of their fatigue. The solution the doctor might recommend might be based on what that particular doctor is focusing on. If they specialize in blood, they might suggest you are anemic and need iron or B12. If they have more experience in blood sugar, they may say you might be hypoglycemic and have low blood sugar. They might give you a prescription for sleeping pills so you can get more sleep, or even pills for depression. I found it particularly interesting when I asked one of our patients why she was on such high doses of hormones. And she said that she told the doctor she was very tired, and they set her up with some hormone cream that had a combination of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone in it without even testing her levels of these hormones. Or some people get their thyroid hormones checked, and the doctor says, it can't be that because all the lab results came back in the normal range. But the normal range for thyroid hormones is pretty wide. And what if most of your life you were on the high end of normal, and now your blood level readings are just above the low end of normal? What would that tell you?
That there is definitely something going on with your thyroid, and we need to work on strengthening it and the other organs and hormones that are influenced with the thyroid. You see, different people can have varying degrees of sensitivity towards hormones. For one person, they may respond normally towards a hormone at a lower level, versus another person may need higher levels to respond. Now, different people need different levels of the hormone. So the person who doesn't respond to the hormone as sensitively as another will need higher levels of the hormone to get the desired effect. They may be getting the higher levels when they are younger, but as they have more stress from whatever source, the hormone levels may decrease, and they may come to a level that the body is not responsive. So looking at a lab report for one person, it may be that person with lower levels may be suffering, whereas another person may feel fine.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes, even when a doctor might see the thyroid is suffering, they might just put someone on synthetic thyroid hormone instead of giving the thyroid what it needs to be strengthened. It may be something as simple as supplementing with iodine.
No, we all want health conditions to be easy to solve. So I'm going to start out with some of the easy cures for fatigue. The first is the lack of exercise. You know, exercise is critical to having a healthy body. It gets the circulation moving throughout the body, and it stimulates the metabolic activity in the body for energy regulation. It's very essential to get rid of the dead oxygen space in the lungs and exchange it with fresh oxygen. Now, shallow breathers never get the oxygen exchange out completely, and so fresh oxygen does not get to the deeper areas of the lungs. Now, exercise and deep breathing helps to do with all this.
With poor oxygen exchange, you will be tired, and toxins build up in your lungs, which also adds to the fatigue.
Now, as you exercise, muscles work more efficiently. More energy is utilized, and it is done in a more efficient way, so fat is used up more easily. This is how it can help with weight loss.
Exercise uses up the glucose storage in our muscles, and so the liver then begins to produce glucagon, which is a hormone that tells your cells to convert your fat into energy. The result is more energy. Exercise is also beneficial in people who suffer from depression. In his book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Body, Dr. Amons, who is a clinical psychiatrist, explains that in most cases, exercise is more effective in resolving depression than medication. I mention this because if you are depressed, you tend to have low levels of energy. When you take care of the depression, the fatigue problem is often resolved. Another benefit to exercise is it has no negative side effects like medications do. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how to solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, We will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health. Today we've been talking about chronic fatigue and its effects on health, and what things that can be done to overcome chronic fatigue. We just talked about exercise and its importance in treating people that have fatigue and the importance of exercise and revitalizing one's health. Now we're going to be talking about the need and the importance of sleep and how it affects a person's health. Now, poor quality of your sleep is just another cause of fatigue. The quality of your sleep affects the quality of your waking life and your mental sharpness, your productivity and emotional balance. Now, creativity, physical vitality, and even your weight. Without enough hours of restorative sleep, you are like a car in need of an oil change. You won't be able to work, learn, create, and communicate at a level even close to your true potential. Now, when a person regularly skips on sleep, they're headed for a major mental and physical breakdown. Now, it's the quality of the sleep as well as the amount that is important. Quality sleep comes from REM sleep and deep sleep.
Most adults need 7.5 to 9 hours of sleep per night to function their best. A teenager needs from 8.5 to 10 hours of sleep. The best way to figure out if you're meeting your sleep needs is to evaluate how you feel as you go about your day. If you're having sufficient sleep, you'll feel energetic and alert all day long from morning until night. 50% of sleep needs to be in the deep sleep and REM sleeping. REM sleep is where you do your dreaming. When REM and deep sleep does not occur in sufficient quantities or it is disturbed, it results in inadequate sleep and in fatigue. A number of things can prevent a person getting into this type of sleep. Things like worrying or noise or too much light in the room or eating too late at night and adrenal hormone overstimulation are just a few reasons.
Now, when the adrenal gland becomes overactive at night by raising the cortisol levels, it will prevent a person from being able to sleep. So we have to look at the health of the adrenal gland whenever a person has difficulty sleeping at night.
It could be an overactive adrenal gland or an extremely fatigued adrenal gland that is not functioning correctly. The important thing is to ensure getting a good night's sleep. I was watching a program on TV called The Doctors on TV one day, and they were taking call-in questions. And this one particular caller was complaining of fatigue, and they were questioning her lifestyle right on TV to see if they could determine what might be contributing to her fatigue. When they asked her how many hours of sleep she got each night, she said only about 5 hours a night. And their solution for her was to get more sleep. Sometimes we live in this high-paced, superhuman world where we expect our body to be able to serve us well even when we are not supplying it with the basics. We want a pill to fix it so we can continue to do whatever we want or eat whatever we want or remain sedentary if we want because we don't have the time to get moving or time to plan and make healthy meals or even take time to get enough fresh air, sunshine, and good sleep.
Now, with sleep disturbances, adrenal fatigue can be one of the causes. Now, adrenal fatigue in and of itself is another cause of a person being chronically tired and exhausted. The adrenal gland works hard to compensate for stress to the body, and many people just think of the emotional stress, but it's much, much more. Now, stress comes to the body in the form of trauma, infections like viruses and bacterial infections, toxins and pesticides, heavy metals, and other chemicals and drugs that are not good for you, like chemotherapy. It also comes from overwork, not enough sleep, allergies and intolerances, and surgeries. These are all stressors to the body, and it is the adrenal gland that helps the body to deal or compensate for these stresses. If the stress becomes strong enough and for a long enough time, the adrenal gland becomes tired. Now, it's like having your foot on the gas accelerator and not taking it off. After a while, it becomes tired, or what we call adrenal fatigue. Now, when this occurs, things start to break down within the body. You know, adrenal fatigue is not disease or pathology. It's a functional problem. It is one of the reasons people develop allergies. Why is a person not reacting to something one day, but now you're reacting to it a few months or a year later? A major symptom of adrenal fatigue is being tired and exhausted. Now, I had one patient that came into my office that was exhausted for years. No matter what she did, her doctors did not help. She thought she was going crazy with having a lot of anxiety over little things. She had a lot of difficulty doing normal daily routine activities. She did not have the energy to do what she wanted to do, and that was a lot less than what most people did in a day. Her husband was supportive, but had the trouble understanding why she was so tired. She had allergies which made her tired. Treating her for her allergies helped. But allergies in itself can cause chronic fatigue. Even after I treated her for her allergies, she had still remained having that chronic fatigue. Now, she had to sleep at least 10 hours to feel just halfway rested. Now, that's not normal. Now, after doing a saliva hormone test, which evaluated her adrenal hormones, it was obvious that her adrenal glands were very, very tired. The adrenal hormone cortisol levels normally have a diurnal pattern to it, which means that the cortisol levels should be much higher in the morning and gradually decrease as the day goes on until you go to bed at night, in which it should be the lowest. Now, her adrenal hormone level was low from morning until night. It was almost flatline. This starts out as a functional problem, and if not corrected, it will become a pathological problem. When it becomes pathological, it's called Addison's disease. Now, Addison's disease is another one of the autoimmune diseases, which destroys the body, the glands. In this situation, it would be the adrenal gland. Again, adrenal fatigue is another cause of fatigue that can become chronic if not properly treated and leads to many other health problems in the body.
Associated with dysfunction of the adrenal gland is dysfunction of the thyroid gland. With thyroid dysfunction, again, a person can become tired and fatigued. The thyroid gland regulates the level of metabolic energy.
Thyroid dysfunction can come from not having enough iodine in your diet. You know, most Americans do not get enough iodine. The Japanese, who eat a lot of seafood and are near the ocean, are getting iodine in their diet much higher than those of us here in the U.S. and do not have the thyroid problems that we do. Now, another cause of thyroid dysfunction is an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It happens to be the most common autoimmune disease in the U.S. It affects women 4 times more than men. Remember that autoimmune disease is a condition where a person is allergic to themselves. This is where the immune system, the white blood cells, attack your own body. With Hashimoto's disease, it attacks the thyroid gland. In early Hashimoto's disease, a person becomes hyperthyroid, and as the gland is destroyed by your immune system, the thyroid gland becomes hypothyroid.
Since Hashimoto's disease is an autoimmune disease, meaning your body is allergic to itself, that's the reason you treat your patients for allergies, including the autoimmune allergies, where your body is attacking yourself.
That's right. Autoimmune disease and allergies are becoming epidemic here in the U.S. Now, there's an excellent book called The Autoimmune Epidemic by Donna Jackson Nakazawa, that explains why this is occurring. It's the toxins, infections, trauma, emotional stress. These stressors are overtaxing the adrenal gland to the point where the immune system goes haywire. That is where the immune system overreacts. That is what we call an allergy. When the immune system overreacts to itself, this is what we call autoimmune allergies and are eventually becoming a disease, which means a pathology because enough damage occurs to an organ or system of the body. Hashimoto's thyroiditis is just one of them. Fatigue is one of its symptoms. Treating for the allergies and providing the nutrition for the adrenal and the thyroid gland to function normally is so essential.
Another common and well-known cause of fatigue is anemia. With one type of anemia, the number of red blood cells becomes decreased. So the ability to hold oxygen in the blood is decreased. This causes fatigue. Anemia can come from a number of reasons. We are going to talk about some of those more common causes in just a minute. We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That is why we are offering for you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving Your Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how to solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and a mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.